Hi there, this is Kevin Skinner, pastor at First Baptist Church in Stockdale, Texas, and welcome to our weekly message podcast. If you live in the Stockdale area, then I would invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. to worship with us in person. You can also check out our webpage at fbcstockdale.org. Here at First Baptist, we are a community church with a kingdom mission, and we invite you to join us on that mission.
If you had difficulty understanding what he was saying, and I know the words were small on the screen, the big takeaway for you is that they saw the need in Uganda, and Compassion International helped them to meet that need. I realized that that was not Nicaragua, where we are partnered with, but I thought it would be good for you to see just the impact of Compassion International on children in countries around the world. And there in Uganda, through Compassion International, they were able to minister to 200 children. And so as we think about our partnership here at First Baptist Church Stockdale with Compassion International, we like to have these Compassion Sundays at least once a year so that we can keep this partnership with Compassion International in front of us, but also to give you opportunities to be a part of the mission, to join in the mission that we have through this partnership. So for those of you that don't know this, this is part of our long-term foreign mission strategy to be partnered with Compassion International, and specifically to be partnered with these two compassion centers in Managua, Nicaragua. But how did these partnerships begin? So for me, this partnership with these centers in Managua, Nicaragua really began in my time when I was at First Baptist Watauga. In fact, at that time, our pastor was able to travel down to Nicaragua and see some of these centers firsthand, and so he brought it back to our church, and we began to partner with Compassion International by sponsoring children in these centers in Managua, Nicaragua at that time. But when I came as your pastor in 2021, I brought before the Mission Development Council here the potential of us partnering with First Baptist Watauga to sponsor children in these same centers in Managua, Nicaragua, because this is what I knew from my time in Watauga, that these centers really have so many children that it was more than one church could handle, more than, unless it's a giant mega church, more than just one church could sponsor. And so I asked for First Baptist Stockdale to begin praying about joining with First Baptist Watauga, because I knew that we could make a bigger impact together. And so in 2021, our Mission Development Council recommended to the church that we begin partnering with First Baptist Watauga and Compassion International to sponsor children in these two centers in Managua, Nicaragua. Now, part of our desire then, and this is still our desire today, is that one day we're going to get to travel down there and we're going to get to see these centers in person. We're going to get to see these children that we're sponsoring in person. Unfortunately, due to this was following COVID, leadership in the country really cracked down on outside organizations coming in, and especially Christian organizations. And that still has not been lifted in Nicaragua. And so that's part of what we can be praying as a church, is that God would change the hearts of the leader or change the leadership in Nicaragua to allow us to be able to go into Nicaragua to be able to minister to these children in person. Regardless, whether we're able to go in person or not, currently, First Baptist Church Stockdale is sponsoring 38 children in these centers in Managua, Nicaragua. That's 38 children whose lives are being impacted each and every day for God's glory because of your faithfulness. So that gives you some background on our partnership with Compassion International. But why do we do this? And I think the best way for us to answer this as believers is to look at God's Word together. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to Matthew chapter 9. We're going to look at verses 35 through 38 this morning. Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38. Now, as you're turning there, let me just give you some context to what we're about to read. Jesus is currently in the middle of his earthly ministry. He's been going around preaching, teaching, healing, forgiving. And just prior to our passage, Jesus is challenged by the Pharisees. And he's really more than just being challenged by them. He's really being accused by the Pharisees of working on behalf of Satan. Now, I don't know about you, but people hurling insults or making accusations, challenging you in this way, that seems like good enough reason to throw in the towel and call it quits. But that's not what we see Jesus do here. Jesus is not derailed by people's accusations. Instead, we see quite the opposite. What we're going to see at the very start of our passage, two very important words, we're going to see Jesus continued. Jesus continued. He wasn't derailed by the negativity of this world or by the hatred of mankind. Jesus simply continued on the mission that he came to fulfill. And I want you to hear me. Jesus is still continuing today. Jesus is still at work, still performing miracles in the lives of sinners, forgiving and transforming. Jesus is still continuing today. And if you're a believer, then I would encourage you this morning, whatever it is that God's calling you to do from his word, I would encourage you, continue in obedience. Continue to do what the Lord has called you to do, even when people come against you, even if people slander you. Don't throw in the towel. Don't be derailed. But like Jesus continued, you continue in your obedience as well. So that's how we're going to see our passage begin. Jesus continued his ministry, but let's see where his ministry would lead, and let's see how it pertains to our partnership with Compassion International. So with that in mind, let's read Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38. It says, Jesus continued going around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he felt compassion for them, because they were distressed and dejected, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is abundant, but the workers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into the harvest. Now, as we look at this passage, I want to begin by highlighting what we see there at the start of verse 36. Start of verse 36, we read, when he saw the crowds, he felt compassion for them. Now, other translations say that he was moved with compassion, but the Greek word that we see translated here as he felt compassion or he was moved with compassion is actually the strongest word for pity in the Greek language. And so Jesus wasn't just somewhat moved with compassion. No, he was moved with compassion to the greatest extent. So much so that Matthew had to use the strongest possible word that he could find to describe Jesus' compassion. There's no greater level of compassion that can be experienced. But I want you to realize why Jesus was moved with compassion. Jesus was moved with compassion because he saw them. He saw the crowds. You know, it's easy to live in our own little bubbles, to live in our own little world. I don't know about you, but we tend to have our own radius that we stay within at times. When we were up in Fort Worth, our radius was pretty small. When in regards to going out to eat or going shopping, we would travel to the same few places. And because we lived in such a big city and there was so much in one place close by to us, we were able to just stay in this very small bubble, very small radius in traveling to all of these places. Now, moving to Stockdale, things are much more spread out. You can't just go shopping and going out to eat, all those things that we might want to do. You can't do all of that here in Stockdale. We got to travel out further. And so our radius has become enlarged, but quite honestly, I'll just say we still live in a bubble because we still just go to the same places going out to eat. We still go to the same stores to shop at. We still just stay within our radius. It's a bigger radius, but we still kind of stay within our radius. It's easy to simply stay within your bubble. It's easy to just live within that radius. And so I want you to hear me. To see others requires intentionality. To see beyond ourselves, see beyond our bubbles requires for us to be purposeful. And that's just what Jesus was. Jesus was intentional. Jesus was purposeful. And so because he was purposeful and intentional, Jesus saw the crowds. But I want to take this a step further and make it personal to say Jesus saw you. You see, I don't believe that this was the first time that Jesus was moved with compassion. I believe that when Jesus was seated on his throne in heaven and he saw the sins of mankind, when he saw your sins and he saw my sins before we were even created, Jesus was moved with compassion. And so he came into this world to go to the cross, to die on that cross for your sins and mine. Being moved with compassion, he came into this world to meet our needs. And so while Jesus, yes, he saw the crowds, Jesus also saw you. And because Jesus is in the business of seeing people, whether it's the crowds of people or whether it's you and me, because Jesus is in the business of seeing people, I want you to hear me, Jesus invites us to see others with him. And I would say that for the believer, not only does Jesus invite us to see others with him, but really Jesus calls us to see others with him and to be moved with compassion as well. This is why I love Compassion International and why we have a partnership with Compassion International. Because Compassion International gives us the opportunities to see the crowds of people with purpose and intention, but not only to see them, but to respond to them. And so as we continue to look at our passage, I want to give you three reasons why we should join Jesus in being moved with compassion. First, we should join Jesus in being moved with compassion because many are still helpless. At the start of verse 36, we're told that Jesus felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dejected. That's the way the CSB translates it. The New King James Version translates it as weary and scattered. The New International Version translates it as harassed and helpless. Many are still helpless. So which is the best translation here? Well, really, I would say that they're all great translations, and they each help us to understand the condition of the people just a little bit better. They were distressed and dejected because they were experiencing great suffering. And so they were low in spirit, downcast and downtrodden. They were weary because they were tired of dealing with all of their problems on their own. Man, it can be exhausting to try and deal with all of our problems on our own. And so they were weary, but they were also helpless because they couldn't deal with their problems on their own. No matter how much they might try, they couldn't overcome their issues on their own. They were helpless. And there are many who are still in this same situation today. For some, this describes their physical condition. For some, it might describe their spiritual condition. For others, it might describe both their physical and their spiritual condition. But in any case, there are many who are still helpless. But you know, even if we see every single person, we recognize the reality of every single person's condition. The truth is that we can't respond to everyone. We can't help everyone. I was overcome with this reality one day on my drive to work when I lived in Fort Worth. You know, in Stockdale, it's easy to know a lot of people, if not everybody, in this town. But in Fort Worth, a town like that, a big city, there's just so many people that we don't know, so many people that we never interact with. So on my drive to work one day, I was just overcome with this reality that there's so many that I'm not able to impact, so many that I'm not able to share the gospel with. And so I was just grieved by this reality. But the Lord reminded me that He had given me a sphere of influence and that I could impact those within my sphere of influence. And in many ways, as a church here, First Baptist Church Stockdale, in many ways, our sphere of influence is this community right here in Stockdale. Now, it may be a little bit larger than that if you live in Floresville, if you live in Lavernia, Seguin, Nixon, if you live in these different places, our sphere of influence is extended a little bit by that. But in many ways, our sphere of influence is right here in this community where God has placed this church. And so what I love about being partnered with Compassion International is that Compassion International allows for our sphere of influence to be enlarged. We may not be able to help every single person around the world, but with Compassion International, we can see the crowds outside of Stockdale. We can see the crowds of children in Managua, Nicaragua, children that are distressed and dejected, weary and scattered, harassed and helpless, and we can meet their needs. Compassion International allows for our sphere of influence to be enlarged. So we should join with Jesus in being moved with compassion because many are still helpless. Second, we should join Jesus in being moved with compassion because many still need care. So in the second half of verse 36, we're told that the crowds that Jesus saw were like sheep without a shepherd. Now, certainly we could understand this from a spiritual standpoint, that these people that are sheep without a shepherd, that they are unbelievers that need to come to faith in Christ, that they might have a true spiritual shepherd. We could understand it in this way, and we would be absolutely correct in understanding it in this way. However, at a very basic level, to be a sheep without a shepherd is to be someone without someone to care for you. If you have cattle or even a pet, then you understand the importance of taking care of your animals and providing food for them and providing shelter for them. And so to be without someone to take care of you, to be without someone to provide those things for you, it's a sad thing. And I know how sad it is, especially for animals, because I'm on a page called What's Going On in Stockdale. And from time to time, we see pictures posted of animals that are running loose. And someone posts a picture of a dog. Man, this dog, who does it belong to? It's cold. It needs food. It needs someone to take care of it. And so we understand the importance of animals needing someone to care for them. And Jesus looks at us and He understands the importance of us having someone to take care of us. It's sad to be a sheep without a shepherd. These people, they had no one to care for them, no one to provide for their spiritual needs, no one to meet their physical needs. They were sheep without a shepherd. And let me just say, sadly, many of the children in Managua, Nicaragua are like sheep without a shepherd. They might have parents or guardians to live with, but because their resources are limited, they may not always have food on their table. They may not always have clothes on their back. They may not have the school supplies that they need or the books that they need. They have parents or guardians, but they don't have anyone to truly take care of their basic needs. But this is where Compassion International comes in. We've already heard this from the children that were up here on stage earlier, that for only $43 a month, we are invited to partner with Compassion International in sponsoring a child. And for $43 a month, we're able to provide food for a child. We're able to provide clothes for a child. We're able to provide school supplies and the books that they need. But more importantly than that, they're going to be enrolled in Compassion International at one of these compassion centers. And not only are they going to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic, but they're going to learn God's word. They're going to hear the gospel. You see, Compassion's mission is to release children from poverty in Jesus' name, meaning that not only do they want to meet their physical needs, not only do they want to release them from physical poverty, but they also want to release them from spiritual poverty. And so for $43 a month, we get to play a part in that. Now, the first time that our family considered sponsoring a child, back at that time, it was $38 a month. It's gone up because of inflation. But at that time, when we considered sponsoring a child, we thought, man, how are we going to sacrifice this amount every single month? That's a lot of money. But then I was reminded of just how much I spend when I take my family out to eat for just one meal out to eat. We spend much more than $43 for that one meal. And so I thought, man, you know what? We can sacrifice one meal out to eat a month so that we can sponsor a child, so that we can provide food and clothes and school supplies so that we can meet their needs. But let me just tell you, we fell in love with sponsoring these children so much that now we sponsor three children. And let me say, there's not been a single month in the last several years that we've been doing this now. There's not been a single month where I've said, man, I really wish we had that $43 back. I really wish we hadn't given that money to take care of that child in Nicaragua. Not a single time that we've regretted giving to those children in Nicaragua. And let me just say, we also have not cut back on going out to eat, right? We figured out how to make it work, right? And I would also say that the Lord, He takes care of us when we give and when we take care of others. And the Lord has continued to take care of our family. So we should join Jesus in being moved with compassion because many are still helpless and many still need care. Finally, this morning, we should join Jesus in being moved with compassion because many still need to hear the gospel. So in verse 37, after seeing the crowds, Jesus turns to his disciples and he tells them, "The harvest is abundant, but the workers are few." Now, as Jesus talks about the harvest here, he's talking about a spiritual harvest. He's saying there are many who still need to hear the gospel. There are many who still need to come to know me. There are many who still need to be brought into the kingdom of God. Many who still need to hear the message that I've come to proclaim. As we think about the children around the world, there are still many needing help. There are still many needing to hear the gospel. And thankfully, Compassion International allows for us to connect with some of the many, to see some of the many, and to take care of some of the many. Now, as we think about the many that are around the world, let me just say, let's focus on those within our sphere of influence this morning. Let's focus on these that are represented by these blue packets. On the back table back there, there are several of these blue packets. This one, it says on the front of it, "I'm Mateo. I am a 5-year-old boy. I live in Nicaragua. My birthday is January 26, 2020. And Mateo has been waiting for a sponsor for more than 169 days. On the back it says, I also like bicycling and running. And so Mateo is someone that needs someone to see him and to come alongside him and to meet his needs. But there are more at that back table. And so instead of focusing on all the kids around the world right now that may need to hear the gospel, I would encourage you, focus on those that are in our sphere of influence, that are represented by these blue packets. And I want you to hear what Jesus said to the disciples as he pointed out that the workers are few. He said to them, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into the harvest. And so as we think about these children on that back table today, I would encourage you, would you pray that God would send sponsors for these children? Would you pray that God would put it on someone's heart to sacrifice that $43 a month to take care of one of these children? Would you just ask the Lord, Lord, would you take care of their needs? Would you allow for someone to meet their needs? But as we think about praying for these children and as we pray for them, I want you to look and see what happens at the start of Matthew chapter 10. In fact, in verse 5, Jesus went on to send out the same disciples that he asked to pray that God would send out workers into the harvest. Says Jesus sent out these 12. So Jesus says, pray that the Lord would send out workers into the harvest, but then he answers their prayer by sending them out. Could it be, as you pray for these children in Managua, Nicaragua, could it be that you are the answer to your own prayer? Could it be that God is calling you today to be one of those who would sponsor one of these children, that their needs might be met, that they also might hear the gospel, that God might use your gift to bring them to know him? We should join Jesus in being moved with compassion because many are still helpless, many still need care, and many still need to hear the gospel. But I want you to understand, as noble as sponsoring a child is, sponsoring a child today is not what is going to bring you salvation. If you have never surrendered to Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life, I want you to understand the first thing you need to do is not sponsor a child. The first thing you need to do is give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ that you might be forgiven, that you might be redeemed, that today you might be a sheep with a shepherd. And so take that step first and then sponsor a child. But if you've never given your life to the Lord, if you've never allowed Jesus to be the Lord of your life, then I want to give you the opportunity to do that this morning. In just a moment, we're going to sing another song. And as we sing, this is going to be your opportunity to respond. And if you're here today and you would say, that's me, I've never surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, but today I recognize that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, that he rose again, and that anyone who calls upon his name will be saved. And today I'm ready to do that. If that's you, then I would invite you to respond. I'd love to talk with you and pray with you. I'm going to be standing right down front. You can come and join me, and today can be the day that you know Jesus as your Lord. But maybe you've taken that step. Maybe the step you need to take today is the next step of baptism. We don't believe baptism saves us, but we do believe it's something that God calls every single born-again believer to do, to publicly profess their faith in Christ in this way. And so if you need to make that commitment for baptism today, I'd love to talk with you and pray with you, and we can get your baptism on the schedule. Maybe you're here and you would say, I've given my life to Christ. I've been baptized already. I've been visiting First Baptist Church Stockdale, and man, I know God wants me to be a part of this church, to come and join alongside this church, to be on mission with this church right here in Stockdale, but also in places like Managua, Nicaragua. And so if God's calling you to become a member of First Baptist Church Stockdale this morning, I would invite you to respond. I'd love to talk with you and pray with you. But maybe what God is calling you to do today is calling you to sponsor one of those children. And so I would invite you this morning to go to that back table. You're going to find a QR code on these packets. You can take out your phone. You can scan that QR code, fill it out. You can begin sponsoring one of these children today. And if that's what the Lord is calling you to do, then I wouldn't hesitate. I would respond obediently to Him. Jesus continued His ministry. Let's continue His ministry as we sponsor children in Managua, Nicaragua. Would you stand with me right now? Let's go to the Lord in prayer together.
Thanks for listening to our weekly message podcast. At the end of every service, I offer an invitation to respond, and I'd like to invite you to respond today. If you'd like to make Jesus Christ your Lord, or if you'd like information about membership here at First Baptist Stockdale, then head on over to fbcstockdale.org/respond. Your response will come directly to me, and I'll follow up with you this week. God bless you, and have a great week.